compared to what Zakariya alayhi salam was seeing. Then it so happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously blesses her with a child who is later known as Isa alayhi salam. Now she has to leave that environment of the mihrab and go out to give birth. And there that same individual says, Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha. Would that I was dead before this. Wa kuntu nasiyan mansiya. And I was absolutely forgotten. Now what happened to her? The same individual, when she came out into the world of cause and effect, and she saw that in this place here, people don't get children without a biological father. A person cannot give birth to a child if she doesn't have a husband. Now what will people say about me? That same individual, when she was getting direct sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not find it unusual. But now when she's in a different environment, she finds herself abnormal. This is how persuasive an environment can be. Ulama say that if a person thinks that he is going to swim from one end of a river to the other end of the river at exactly 180 degrees, he will never be able to do it. That current will definitely push him to some slant, some angle. So we have to accept that the environment that a person lives in and those things that he is hearing all the time, he's seeing all the time, is making him believe in a certain manner, is making him behave in a certain manner. Put a person in Makkatul Mukarramah or put a person in the month of Ramadan, and his behavior, his tilawat of Quran, his namazes, everything changes. That same individual, put him in an un-Islamic environment, that person changes automatically. So ulama say that environment is like the weather. Naturally you will see when it gets hot, everybody sheds their jackets. And when it gets cold, everybody starts wearing that jacket. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to the world, and when he nurtured the Sahaba Ikram, he nurtured them on an environment of deen. What is an environment of deen? An environment of deen is to create an importance to something. To create an importance to a certain way of living and a certain way of thinking. Once that importance is brought into the heart of the person, then his actions automatically become like that. That is why the first hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Iqra was Ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andhir wa rabbaka fakabbir. O you wrapped up in that cloth, stand up and proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the greatness of the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the greatness of the bounties of Jannat came in front of the Sahaba, then these Sahaba were ready to give everything for the sake of deen. Now we have to ask ourselves, the greatness of what is residing in our hearts that is making us move towards those things and making us behave indifferently to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we study the life of Sahaba, or we read the books of the life of Sahaba, then we ask ourselves, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam convince them that made them behave in this manner? This is the thought that I want to leave you with. And the only way that you can correct yourself, you can put your priorities in order, is if you go back to those impetus, that motivation that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam put in front of the people. Now we ask ourselves that the environment that we are staying in, what is it making us do? Two very important environments that are afflicting the Muslim. And we're asking the question also, the third question, is that why is it that every time a lecture is being delivered, it seems unappeasing, not tasteful, demoralizing? Now, if you go back 2 weeks ago, you will see the president of the country on a Freedom Day, the day when we are rejoicing, when he was supposed to speak about a great feat that this nation had acquired. The day when every human on this in this country was given an equal status. The day when opportunities were now open to the disadvantaged. On that day, he speaks about crime. And he speaks about those that are impairing our advancement because of their criminal activities. Now you may say, but President, such an important day, such a joyous occasion, a day when we looked forward to something, you speak here about crime. It is because of the environment that has been created around him and us that he has to address that.